We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Mafia and Carver High. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4CBS-4227. So, couple things. Get the I Am Scott Pharrell app. It has everything on there that you could possibly imagine. Yeah, you should do. The guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle. It's got all of our Twitter stuff on there.
The guy with the rubber glove was surprisingly gentle.
It's got our Facebook on there. On top of that, it's got all of our videos, YouTube and otherwise, studio videos, basketball, play-by-play videos, Pharrellavision, everything I've ever done, good and bad, even people that hate my guts, there's videos on there of people that want me dead. It's awesome. And then the PharrellOnTheBench.com picks are on there. The fantasy rosters are on there. My app is kick-ass. It's free. Go to the App Store and just, I am Scott Pharrell. Boom. You spell my name F-E-R-R-A-L-L. Our Snapchat following is huge. It's like a carnival. Everybody goes to the carnival, right? Everybody. When the carnival's in town, do people go? Yes. Even people that hate it go. The kids want to go to the carnival always. Same thing with our Snapchat. Everybody's got to do it. They got to see what's going on there, even though there's a lot of debauchery. So last night, remember the picture of the hottie by the motorcycles, the motorcycle gang hottie? So I took that picture home and I put it on the fridge. Did you see it in there, Mafia?
No, I wasn't in the kitchen. No.
So I wrote 34C in her prime. And right next to it was a picture of me with her at Talladega, rocking like a tight shirt and like sunglasses, a hat, jeans, tight jeans, the whole deal, rocking it. She looked just like that picture. So I'm like 34C in her prime. And then today, everyone that came to the house, all of her friends, I'm like, you see this picture I got of Steph when she was young, hottie? And everyone thought it was her completely. They were all fooled. They all thought it was her. So I ended up making love to the girl, and we ended up having, I ended up with two women at once. Wait, are we live? Check, 1, 2, test. So anyway, Carver, that all started with just promoting Snapchat, right? Some of these girls come to life. You see what happens? They follow me home. There's things of this going on, like nature, you know what I mean? So follow us, Pharrell on Bench, one word, Pharrell on Bench, and you can see for yourself what's going on. It's cannibal stuff. People are talking about it. Carver High, how popular is it? Here's Bell going for another triple. You got to be kidding me. This guy's got, I mean, Bell's got like how many RBIs tonight? It's insane. He drove in, I think, the first four runs of the game. This guy is just going off. He just hit a triple. Didn't he have a three-run double in the second inning? He's just cleaning up tonight. This guy Bell is on fire for the Pirates. Another gap shot. This guy's just going off.
That is your standard Coors Field triple right there. You get a little grounder that splits in between the two outfielders. It just rolls out into that right center field corner. Even a big guy like Bell gets a standing triple on
that
one.
He looked gassed when he got to third. Like, he wants to go in and have a beer. Do they let him have beer anymore in a clubhouse? So what's the deal, Carver High? Yes or no? My Snapchat's bigger than the carnival.
Oh, that's a fact. I mean, that's everybody knows that by now. I mean, it's bigger than, like I said last night, it's bigger than the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. Just get it out. Just go to the Pharrell on the Bench Snapchat. That's all you need.
That magazine swimsuit issue sucks.
Especially now, considering our Snapchat, what we put out on there.
So. Well, I mean, Sports Illustrated is going to be 18 issues soon. So why not just forget about it and go to my Snapchat? All right, so can we talk about, so what? The guy has a triple, and the next guy up, they bean freeze in the back? You're getting your ass beat. You start beaning guys. How about a little brawl out of Coors?
Can't win a game. You might as well win a fight.
Let's go. Here's your boy Reggae Man. What's his name again?
Jaso.
Jaso. He's hitting better than Todd Frazier. Can I tell you that the whole Clint Frazier story, the Red Rocket that he's been dubbed from Carver High, can you explain this to me? He's going to be sent down to Scranton Wilkes-Barre once Aaron Hicks returns from the DL with his oblique problem. According to the New York Post, Hicks has not begun baseball activities. It doesn't have a timetable, so no move is imminent. He's slashed an impressive. He's hitting 300 now in 13 big league games.
A lot of extra base hits in that, too.
But when Gardner, Ellsbury, Judge, and Hicks making up the off-field options once everyone is healthy, at-bats will be tough to come by. The 22-year-old does head back down to the minors. It's only briefly. He'll be up in September. It makes me sick to my stomach. Sick to my stomach that they'll send that guy down so that we can be tortured with more performances from Jacoby Ellsbury, when he plays, he's not playing tonight either.
He's having a terrible year.
He's terrible. They owe him $21 million for three more years and an option. So 3 years, $21 million each, and then when they get rid of him, it'll be $5 million to give him the golden parachute.
Yeah, they'll never pick up that fourth year at $21 million.
It's three more years of $60 million.
Yes.
I cannot believe that they're going to send this kid down who has been a lightning rod on this team, running the bases, stealing bases, hitting 300, 1-for-3 with a run scored tonight, and an RBI. Guy's been lighting it up, hitting in the 9 spot, and absolutely tearing it up. And you're going to send him down for the hacks they got planned for him?
Unfortunately, they really don't have a choice. They're not going to sit
Ellsbury.
He's
better than Hicks, too.
You know what? I agree with you. And Hicks had a great first couple months of the year after a terrible year last year. But they're not going to sit Ellsbury down every day. You know they're not.
We're sitting him down today.
I know, but this is what they do now because Frazier's there. They're kind of just – everybody's getting a turn sitting down. Gardner sat the other day. It's just they're going in a little rotation right now.
That's a joke. That makes me sick, honestly. I can't even believe they're going to do that.
Even if somebody was stupid enough to want Ellsbury, he's got a full no trade.
I mean, this is unbelievable. The guy has – listen to this – 14 hits, now 15 hits, 3 homers. How many RBIs? 9 RBIs. He's hitting 300. It makes no sense to me. The guy's been very exciting. I just don't understand their thinking. It's because you're going to tell me it's because that guy makes so much money they just have to play him? God, I'm livid. The mayor is in Youngstown back on the bench.
Hey, you're the man. You're the man.
How could I be the man when you're the man? It's impossible.
You know, a week ago, I spoke to you, and we talked about the Buccos, and, you know, you were kind of lukewarm about them. And the last week's been real good, and tonight, all of a sudden, they're your Buccos.
Yeah, they look great tonight. And, you know, I said tonight that they're playing this weekend in Rado, then San Francisco, San Diego. Those are two terrible teams. They have to win, in my opinion, I hate to say it, I'm crazy, but I think they have to win 6 at least of the 9. 6 of 9 on the road trip to be impressed. If they win 7, that's rock star status because they're playing great right now. This will be 6 in a row tonight. If they can go the rest of the weekend and, you know, win this series, go to San Francisco, beat that pathetic, pansy-ass Giant team. Let's face it, the Giants that won the World Series are long gone. This team sucks now. You got to beat them. And then San Diego's equally terrible. You got to beat them, too.
Well, you know, after tonight's game, the final, we'll be 2 games back with, 60 games left? We're right there.
Yeah, they're right there. And I said that tonight that, to me, it's now starting to look like they have a shot to be the team that is in it with the Cubs and not the Brewers. But you never know. The Brewers could get hot again, although right now they look like they're tanking.
Yeah, yeah. But I just wanted to touch base with you, and, you know, I'll tell you, don't give up hope on them Buccos, because we got a good team. You know, Polanco went out tonight with a poor hamstring. I'm a little concerned about that.
Yeah, but it's good to get the Marte Parte back, and I think this kid Bell has been amazing tonight. Watching him, I got to look at this number. It's 13-5 now. This is what he's done in the game. So Polanco was 1-for-3 with an RBI, and you're saying he left the game. And then I'm watching the game right now. Bell, 4-for-6 with a run and 4 RBIs. Bell is just killing it tonight.
It's a good all-around performance tonight. Starting pitcher had a rough first inning, but he settled down. And going forward, I like that rotation. I mean, you know, you got Cole, you got Nova, Taillon, top three. And Trevor Williams has really been pitching well lately.
And tonight, Kutch has a 3-for-4, 3 runs and 3 RBIs. He's up to 295. Cervelli's 3-for-5 tonight with an RBI, hitting 278. If I can get my catcher hitting 278, I'm loving life. Good hearing from you, Mayor. I mean, seriously, Cervelli hitting 278. Even Siri's jumping on the show right now and talking about him. Andrew in Boston on the Hub, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on, Pharrell? I just got three quick things I want to talk to you about, some baseball and basketball. But, you know, you talk about Ellsbury. The Yankees just got a, you know, Pablo Sandoval, like the Red Sox do. Eat the money, let him go. He's killing your team.
Well, yeah, they already did it. So now it's a question of what are they going to do about it? And tonight they're kicking the Angels' ass. That's all that matters. They kicked Toronto's ass all week. They're in a good place. I like, you know, everything I see about this team except, I guess, third base. And then, you know, maybe add another arm to that pen. And I really don't have a problem with this team at all. And I keep thinking the guy that they're going to go get is Moustakas, but what do I know? They're, you know, they've said Jed Lowry, but the guy that's had the, you know, Moustakas has had a good year. He's got some pop in his bat, and I think that he, in that ballpark, would kill. I think he would rake it at Fenway.
Yeah, absolutely, and, you know, he's a winner, too. He won that World Series with the Royals, and I don't think that can be understated, you know, in baseball.
A guy right.
who has that winning mentality, especially in the clubhouse. Just another quick point on the Sox real quick, if I could. You know, I went to that Red Sox-Yankees marathon game, the 16-inning game last weekend, and you know, I watched Sale pitch, and I got to tell you what, that was pretty special to watch live. That guy is a special pitcher, and he just makes everything look easy. And as long as the Red Sox have him at the top of their rotation, I'm going to like their chances, especially with the way Price has started to pitch lately, like he pitched on Sunday Night Baseball against the Yankees.
Yeah, he's pitching tomorrow, and I like him tomorrow. I'm betting on him tomorrow. And Sale tonight again, 4 hits, 9 strikeouts. He's sickening. He's just mowing through Anaheim's lineup tonight like it's not even there. Even Trout hasn't done anything yet. I don't even know what the deal is with Trout. What's the deal? He had one at bat? Did he leave the game or something? Maybe he walked a bunch of times. I don't know. Look, I haven't watched the game. I'm watching the Pirates and I'm watching the Yankees, so I didn't want to watch the Boston game tonight. They're up 6-0. It wasn't appealing to me at the time. Oh, so Trout has 2 walks in a game. So he had 1 bat at bat and he walked twice. So he's 0-for-1, but he's back in their lineup doing his thing. He was jacking home runs against the Nationals this week, but he's not doing it against Sale tonight. Sale has been unbelievable. There's no denying it. The biggest thing to watch for Boston fans is the deadline to see if they're going to go get a third baseman, and if they're going to do anything to their bullpen as they watch the Yankees go out and strengthen their bullpen like no other. They got Robertson working in the pen right now. Carver, what are they doing right now? Who's on the mound? Robertson's coming in now.
Canley just finished the 6th.
So Canley finished the 6th. He's the guy that had the 60 Ks in 30 innings. What did he do when he came in with the runner on first?
There was a fly out. I saw one. I didn't know what the other out was, but he got the 2 guys out that he faced.
There you go.
Robertson's warming up for the 7th.
So, listen, I have no problem with taking CeCe out. He had put a runner on in the sixth. He had 98 pitches. Why not use that bullpen that you've strengthened so aggressively here before the deadline? They did that deal, and both of these guys are going to pitch tonight that they brought over from Chicago. So, have at it. That's what I say. Bring them in. Use the bullpen. Let's go. 855-212-4CBS. Big games tomorrow. St. Louis at Wrigley, Houston in Camden. Milwaukee's lost six straight. They're in Philadelphia. Oakland's at City. All of a sudden, they're playing well. Washington at Zona. Scherzer was in big trouble tonight. Boston at Anaheim. Price is going. Pittsburgh's won six straight. They're at Rado. Toronto's in Cleveland, just to name a few. Get the best picks for every game at PharrellOnTheBench.com. Our daily fantasy lineups rake in the cash for people. So do my boxing and MMA snacks. Get the best results and the best price, bar none, at PharrellOnTheBench.com. I set the standard. Pro and college football right around the corner doing push-ups. You know what I do in football season, right? Make people scratch. Sign up today like everybody else at PharrellOnTheBench.com.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So a lot of people talking about Kyrie Irving's news today that late in the afternoon that he wants out of Cleveland. He wants to be traded. And even saying that the Knicks, Spurs, T-Wolves, and Heat are his preferred destinations of choice. It's got a lot of people talking about it. Joe in Houston, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Joe.
What?
You're on, buddy.
I'm on. Well, I'm just saying, I would not go to no New York. What is going on? Pull me something to drink right quick.
Can we get him a beverage? I think he was passed out.
No, I wouldn't. My wife's sitting up here. She was talking to me. We about to have this baby. Let me tell you something.
He's about to have the baby in 8 months.
Don't do that for real. Don't juice me up like that. Listen, I saw this stuff on YouTube today. What I'm just saying is, what is up with Kyrie, man? What's up with him? You don't want to play with the King? Well, he said go take a team and actually go and be the focal point. I'm just being honest, man. This ain't no Chris Paul. This ain't no Jane Harden. Jane Harden, he likes to spend his money in the strip club. I'm talking about, do this dude, that's the thing, he can carry a team. That's a disrespect to LeBron. What you think, big brother?
I think he can play. There's no doubt he's got mad game.
Yeah.
I think he's obviously doesn't want to share the spotlight with LeBron James, who gets all the juice. Everything's about LeBron. And, you know, I don't see it that way. I actually think that he gets a lot of burn and a lot of green light and a lot of attention. I think that team is all about LeBron and Kyrie. I mean, they are the show. And then Love is like the piece that's thrown into the middle to make them a really good team. And then, you know, Thompson, whatever. But I'm not a big fan of Corvers or Jefferson or any of that other garbage. I don't even think JR matters that much on that team. It's all about LeBron and Kyrie. And he has a total green light and all the juice in the world. I think he gets massive attention and he gets massive publicity. He shoots more than LeBron. I mean, I don't know what this guy wants. Utopia? Because I think he's already got it in Cleveland. I think he's got the perfect gig. And if you can't be happy playing there, then I don't think he'll be happy playing anywhere.
And, Scott, we're talking about in the car. I mean, first of all, let's not forget that this guy, after the Eastern Conference Finals, was saying how great it was to play with LeBron, how they make each other better, all that. Like, everything's
right.
Great with them. Everything's amazing. Then all of a sudden, they lose the finals, and he doesn't want to play with him anymore. Let's not forget also that, like you said, you know, this guy wants to be a focal point. He shot more than not only just LeBron. This guy shot the sixth most in the NBA last year. He averaged the sixth most shots in the NBA. The only one he shot more times than Isaiah Thomas, James Harden, Melo, John Wall, Devin Booker, Steph Curry, Kemba Walker, LeBron James, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Klay Thompson.
He shot more than all of them?
More than all of them. Way more than all of them. LeBron was 15th. He was sixth. And I saw those stats that I was telling you about earlier. He wants to be the focal point. Obviously, he's got to be the man, right? Because obviously he's better. Let's not forget that LeBron also said during this season that he doesn't want to be like Kobe, that he knows at some point he's got to hand the team off, and it's going to be Kyrie's, and it's going to be all about him. So this guy knows that he's starting to come down, even though his stats are incredible, that eventually he's got to hand over the reins. So he's not going to be the guy just controlling everything. But when Kyrie was on the court and LeBron wasn't this year, okay, when he was the focal point, they were outscored by 90 points in the 574 minutes during the regular season. They were outscored by 30 points in the 61 minutes during the playoffs. In the NBA Finals, they were outscored 37-13 when Kyrie was on the court and LeBron wasn't. You think you need to be the focal point? I think you need a lot more help.
Yeah, that's very interesting stats. Go ahead, Carver.
I don't think that this is anything. Even this is just a selfish guy who doesn't care about winning as far as I'm concerned now. He doesn't care about winning championships. All he cares about is being the top name on the marquee wherever he is. He's tired of being second fiddle. He doesn't like that LeBron's name is ahead of his. When you come to the arena,
right,
there's a big picture of LeBron, and he's over here in the side behind him. He wants to be the guy in front of the picture.
Well, he's got the whole deal going, the Kyrie shoes, everything else. That's what he wants.
That's
he
not
wants,
enough.
But he's got a ring, so now he wants to make money as a famous celebrity.
He wants to be the guy, the first name that comes out of anyone's mouth when they come into that city. It wants to be him. He doesn't care. I guess he's got his one that he won in Cleveland. He doesn't care about winning championships. He cares about
Joe,
being the top name.
What do you think is, like, so Chris Paul's willing to play with Harden, and those two are going to share the limelight. Why don't you think Kyrie can share with anybody?
Well, you say why I don't think Kyrie can share with anybody? Because, I mean, it's just like he's like being like a prima donna. I mean, it's just like you don't win the three straight finals with the Kings. And you don't want you mean to tell me you don't want to play with this guy? He can get you to the finals in the Eastern Cup in the East. It's just like I don't understand for real. It's just like I mean, you got a guy that's willing to leave LA and come over here and play with James Harden, like Chris Paul. You got Melo trying to come over. It's just like these guys. When you get to a certain stage in your career, egos get involved. You know what I mean? But it's like right now, Kyrie is showing me something. Like, Kyrie, you way taller than Kyrie. You know what I mean? It's just like, how can you – you're a good player. You're a great ball handler and all that. I do not see you carrying a team. Go play with Porzingis and see where they get you.
Yeah, well, I'll take that. Listen, I'll take it. If the guy wants to play for the Knicks and they can make that deal for Melo – I'm all for it. I'll take him. I think Rose sucks. I mean, overall, like, at the end of the day, he's hit and miss now in his career. I don't care what anybody says. He used to be great, MVP great, but those days are long gone, and now he's – you never know what you're going to get. You don't even know if the guy's going to show up for the Pharrell in game. He blew off the team this year and went to Chicago. I can't trust Rose. I would take Kyrie Irving for Melo right now, tonight, when the clock struck midnight. Send him here. That's fine with me. He's from West Orange, Jersey. He's a guy. But from what I'm hearing tonight, this guy wants to play, actually, with Minnesota. They want him bad to play with that bunch, even with Buckets and Towns and Wiggins. They want to add Kyrie. And if they did, I think that team, if they had him, believe it or not, with what they have already, I think they'd kick the Cavs' ass. They'd kick anyone's ass. I think they'd kick ass in the West. I think they'd kick, you name it. They'll kick the Bulls' ass. I think they could kick the every team out there. The only team that they'd struggle probably with is the Warriors. But that's a loaded team. The Warriors are loaded. You cannot tell me if they got Irving on that Minnesota team that's already just got loaded. They're already loaded with talent. They just haven't learned how to win. But if they got him, I just don't see how they couldn't win. That's just too much talent. It's an all-star team. That's what that is. If they got him and Thibodeau is their coach, they're going to the Western Conference Finals. Mark my words.
The problem with that is because Teague just signed in this offseason. He'd have to be included in any deal probably for point guard to trade for him. He can't be traded until December 15th because he just signed.
So I don't know how they're going to do it. The only one that makes sense to me for him to get this fame and to be successful is with that team, they'd win immediately. But the Teague thing's not going to work till December, so that's not happening. But the team that I think it would work the most for, I hate to say it, is the Heat. If he went to the Heat, he'd play with Whiteside and Waiters and the kid from Duke that's already on the Heat, Winslow. Look, I think that team would be immediately better. They're already tough. They went down to the last game to miss the playoffs. And Spoelstra is a great coach. I guarantee you right now, Riley's licking his chops at a chance. If he has a chance to get Kyrie Irving this weekend or whenever in the next few days, he'd be willing to, I guarantee it, probably trade the whole team for him. Put Kyrie Irving with Whiteside alone, I think he got a 1-2 punch that would win a lot of games in the East. There's no good teams in the East. There's Cleveland, Boston, and no one else. That's it. Toronto, all right, I'll give you, they're decent. And who else that you're going to freak out about? No one. But if you had him playing with Whiteside, you'd have an inside-outside presence. No one can stop Whiteside to begin with. But you have a guard like that, and he played with Dragic, I think they'd be badass. I really do.
Are you really stepping out of LeBron's shadow by doing exactly what he did and going from Cleveland to Miami?
Well, I don't – who cares what LeBron thinks about where he goes? If the guy goes to Miami, screw you. See you later. What does he owe LeBron? Something? He just played with him for all these years and went to 3 straight finals. So he got a ring out of it. He doesn't owe LeBron anything. He's obviously saying he doesn't want to play with him already. He wants to be traded because he doesn't want to play with him.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4CBS, 4227. So don't forget, we put a podcast out after every show. It's on Twitter, at OnTheBenchCBS, and at Scott Farrell. Why don't you just follow us there and get it over with? Then you get it every day. You'll see the podcast, and you'll be able to hear it. Also, we put it on Facebook.com/FarrellOnTheBench and on our page on the network website. Our page is OnTheBenchCBS.com. OnTheBenchCBS.com. Greatest thing that's ever happened to that website of theirs. There's the CBSSportsRadio.com. Ours is better than theirs, and we're just like a little engine that could, right? Aren't we like the little engine that could on it 10 to 2 East? We don't matter at all. We're the little engine that could, kicking everybody's face in. Everybody's face. In your face. John in Maine, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Pharrell, how you doing?
Hey, dude.
Sending this guy down and play it Alvarez just for the money. No, I don't think that's the case. I don't think they have a Pablo Sandoval on their hands. This is Jacoby Ellsbury. He's the fastest man in baseball.
you still believe that?
I mean, not in the actual sense of the word, but this guy stole home base twice. He will run after.
When was that? Like when I was in high school? Like honestly, dude, give me his numbers, Carver High.
Oh, I got him ready.
Go ahead.
You want this?
Listen to this, John.
249 he's hitting. 4 homers, 17 RBIs, 11 steals.
17 RBIs, and they pay him $21 million. He sucks.
He's been healthy all year.
He sucks. Who cares if he's healthy? Never
that makes
played.
It worse that
it's
he's
even
been healthy.
Worse. That's even worse. Like, are you kidding? This isn't.
I'm asking. Just, has he been healthy all year?
It doesn't matter. He's never done anything since he's been in New York. Give me his numbers, Carver. It gets worse. You want more damage?
You want year by year? Year one, 271, 16 homers, 70 RBIs.
Let's go down the slide.
257.
Boom.
7 homers, 33 RBIs.
33 RBIs for the whole season. He gets 600 at bats.
263. With 9 homers and 56 RBIs.
I mean, it's embarrassing.
This is over $20 million a year
for 50 RBIs.
And you want to talk about fast? Fine. For that kind of money, he should be stealing. His last year in Boston, he stole 52 bases, okay?
Right.
Now these years in the Yankees, 39, 21, 20, and 11. So he's not even stealing as much. Now, yeah, you could say that's philosophy. The Yankees
he's not stealing at all. 11 stolen bases. I stole 11 bases last night in my neighborhood.
Never steals one when it matters. I can tell you that because I watched the game.
John,
he never steals.
Listen,
one when it
I get it. He was great with the Red Sox. You're living in the past. Stop. Just stop. Don't call in here trying to like smart up on us with some BS. Honestly, we're like lizards. We're like leather. We're just not having it. We're not even trying to be smart or cool or whatever, dude. We're just, it is what it is. You can't sell that garbage to me. This ain't a pawn shop. John in Chicago on the score. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Love your show, Pharrell. You're one of a kind, dude.
Thanks, brother.
You know, speaking about Boston, I thought for sure they'd go after Frazier from the White Sox here for third base. I don't know why they didn't go after him. He would have been a great fit there at Fenway. But picking up Moustakas would definitely help their offense. He's got a great bat there in the middle of their lineup. All you need to really look at then is someone to get them to their stopper in the ninth. They need an eighth-inning shutdown guy, and I think the Red Sox could go all the way. I think they've got a nice shot.
I think they got a shot. I think they need – I agree with you that they need another arm for the bullpen. I don't I think Moustakas, this is just me, I think he's better than Frazier. Better hitter, better power hitter. That's just me. Now, a lot of people will tell you, you know, the year that Frazier had 40 in 98, that's who he is. I don't think he's that guy at all anymore. I really don't. I think he's half of that, to be honest with you. The guy hits 200. He just doesn't hit, and that's all there is to it. He can play third base. Big deal. Like, are you kidding me? Like, this is Major League Baseball. I mean, if you're in the show and you're a starting third baseman, wouldn't it, like, be a pretty good idea to be able to play third base? I mean, like, Chase Headley can play third base, right? He's not bad at third base. Do you think Headley's bad at third base, Scarver High? Do you think he's bad at third base? He's a better third baseman than he is with a bat in his hand.
He's definitely better with the glove, but even that has declined the last
few
years.
Okay, well, but I don't think Frazier's God's – he's not Craig Nettles.
No, I don't remember – I don't know Frazier as being a outstanding defensive third baseman.
No, so I think Moustakas – I like his game, actually, to be honest with you, better. I think Moustakas at Fenway would rake.
Moustakas is a much better player than Todd Frazier.
I think he is. And he's won titles and everything else. He's got rings. What do you want to say about Sale?
I think Sale's going to win the Cy Young Award this year. This guy he was phenomenal here for the White Sox, and he has just taken over at Boston. The fans just love him over there.
Yeah, I mean, he's been incredible. And again, tonight, the same thing. It just never ends. They're killing the Angels. The guy's great. He's pitched great.
He's
tonight. What's that? He's a beast. I mean, what I like about him is that he works quickly, just throws strikes. He comes right at you. He doesn't waste any time. He strikes guys out left and right. His ERA's under 2.5. He's sickening. He's just sickening. He's a fantastic pitcher. They love him. I mean, he's a cult figure already in Boston, hands down. Malik in Cleveland on the Fan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How you doing? First of all, first time listening to your show, and I'm impressed with what I'm hearing.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
So I'll start it off with, we were at the Indians game tonight when we destroyed Toronto.
Right.
We didn't want to rub it in those Canadians' faces, though. They're very nice people. You know, they come up to Cleveland, and it's a big one, big happy family when they're here.
I've been to a lot of games in Cleveland. I always enjoy it. Great game tonight for them. I thought Encarnacion with a big bat again tonight. He's doing what he always did for them. Now for you, 20 home runs. He's automatic. He was 3-for-4 with the home run, a double, 4 RBIs, a walk, 2 runs scored. He's a great player. I think they're going to love him there. And, you know, this is a team that's getting they've had to deal with a lot. Their manager's, like, having heart surgeries, everything else, Tito. Somehow they're still there, and, you know, obviously when you look at the standings, they're sitting in first, but, you know, Kansas City's breathing fire. They've won 3 in a row. They were hot, then they got cold, then they got hot again. So I think Cleveland and Kansas City the rest of the way. Minnesota's in it. You can't deny Detroit. They're 5.5 out. They're in it. 5.5's nothing if you get hot. Pittsburgh just mowed through a bunch of games, and they're sitting 2 back in their division. So Cleveland's got their work cut out for them. They're going to need Encarnacion's big bat like tonight for them to win that division.
Encarnacion, at the beginning of the year, he's trying to hit home runs. That's how he's swinging. So I like that he's kind of switched that up. He's playing smart. You know, we need players to be consistent. Kipnis has been playing poorly all year. Brantley's pretty consistent. Lindor, we're still waiting to see him produce like he produced last year. This new guy, Bradley Zimmer, he's really exciting. We're appreciative of him. It's a fun team to watch. And, you know, we're still building off of the success that we had last year. But what I really want to comment on, you said you've been to some of the games. I'll tell you what, we got the best
fireworks show in America.
Yeah, I've never been there for fireworks night. What do you think about Kyrie Irving now, your boy for the Cavs?
Here's what I think, okay? You know, some of the folks who were on earlier, they said, you know, he wants more attention. Da, da, da. I think that's very true, but we gotta contextualize that. What does that mean exactly? I think on a national spotlight, he is underappreciated. If you look at, he was snubbed from the All-Star game. He was snubbed from, I think he wasn't even second team All NBA. You saw a couple days ago, he was online saying that he didn't appreciate his NBA 2K score. And that's going to be the fact under LeBron James. And I think that as a young, he's young, right? He's only 24 years old. I'm 24 years old. You don't look at things in that scope, you know, as a 24-year-old. You want to be number one. You know, you want to be that guy. And, you know, being here in Cleveland, we know that LeBron is a very, he demands a lot. He's a demanding individual. And so when you're a 24-year-old individual, you know, you want to be the man. The problem is, he can't be the man without LeBron James. No team in NBA history has been led to the promised land.
I think we're going to find out if he's the man, if he gets his wish and gets traded and gets to be the only guy that matters wherever he goes. And what we're trying to figure out is, where is that fit that he can be the man and nobody else matters on his team? What I say is, you won't win that way.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.